to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
LDL and HDL are not computer code words, right? Your total cholesterol number is the sum of a few types, mainly LDL, which is low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and HDL, or high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Do you know your cholesterol numbers? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Problems happen when you have too much LDL. It's the one most likely to clog your arteries. HDL is thought of as the good cholesterol because it can help clear LDL from the body. Cholesterol, a waxy substance, is found throughout the body. It's not bad unless you have too much of it. We need a certain amount to build cells, make vitamins, and other hormones. Problems occur when you have too much LDL and too little HDL. Your liver makes all the cholesterol you need. The rest comes from fatty meat from animals like beef, pork, poultry, and dairy. Those same foods can also have high cholesterol in saturated and trans fats, which are the worst thing you can put in your body. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to consider easement for Morro Bay Cayucos Connector Project. PG&E Corporation grant providing funds to 17 Central Coast restaurants. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be Tuesday, September 1st at 9 a.m. On the board's agenda is a request to approve an easement for the Morro Bay to Cayucos Connector Gap Pathway Project. This multi-year project will close a gap between the communities of Morro Bay and Cayucos, with construction scheduled to start in spring 2027. As part of the process, staff is presenting the board with a temporary easement necessary for the construction, an agreement reached with Chevron Land and Development Company. The agenda says the property owner has donated the easements, and approval will allow the Department of Parks and Recreation to proceed with processing the transaction and constructing the project. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. PG&D will be holding a virtual town hall for South Bay and Central Coast counties on Wednesday, September 9th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Invited counties include San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Monterey counties. Attendees will learn about work being done in their community, resources available for them to connect with and ask questions for PG&D, wildfire safety efforts, and local projects. A link to the webinar can be found on PG&D's website or by calling 888-603-9617. PG&D Corporation Foundation providing grants to 17 restaurants across the Central Coast. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The PG&D Corporation Foundation is supporting 17 restaurants and commercial caterers across the Central Coast for its sixth straight year. Alongside the California Restaurant Foundation, these establishments will receive resilience grants, helping them pay for equipment and technology upgrades, unforeseen hardship, employee retention bonuses, and training to help restaurant owners invest in their business and people. Funding for the grants comes from PG&D shareholders, not from customers. Restaurants in San Luis Obispo County include Pig Iron in Templeton, Della's Wood-Fired Pizza and Cocktails in Paso Robles, Carla's Country Kitchen in Morro Bay, Chicamoo Grill in San Luis Obispo, and Fruit Paradise Mexican Style in San Luis Obispo. Sonia Shaw, a candidate for the California State Superintendent in 2026, will be featured in a local barbecue dinner in Cambria. Sonia Shaw's aims to transform California schools into launchpads for dreams, wishing to fix a system where only 46.7% of students read at grade level. Her primary issues listed are protecting girls from boys in their locker rooms and sports, fixing a failed education system, and putting family voices first. The barbecue and wine dinner will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday, August 28th. Tickets can be purchased online for $50. Attendees will be provided the address to the dinner via email prior to the event for security reasons. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Twins 7-4, the Braves over the Dodgers 6-5, the Padres shut out the Pirates 3-0, Reds beat the Giants 10-9, the Guardians over the Angels 4-3, the Yankees will face the Astros 9-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Braves, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will face the Astros. In California news, Meta, the social media giant that owns Facebook and Instagram, agreed to pay up to $18 billion and add stronger child safety measures to Facebook and Instagram as part of a trial over teen social media addiction. The case was filed by numerous states, including California, and Meta settling does not admit any wrongdoing. The settlement money will be paid out over 10 years. California will receive the largest sum at $1.5 billion. Yesterday, a judge suspended the criminal charges against a man who was arrested at President Donald Trump's Los Angeles area golf course with ammunition and a gun in his vehicle. Los Angeles County Judge John Longren Jr. sent 38-year-old John Tail to a mental health court in Hollywood based on statements indicating he isn't mentally fit to stand trial. He will instead be undergoing psychiatric evaluation. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state is investing $48.5 million through the California Jobs First Regional Investment Initiative, supporting 18 projects spanning 8 economic regions, expected to support the creation of 20,000 direct and indirect jobs. The latest round of awards goes to aerospace and defense, advanced manufacturing, high tech, shipbuilding, quantum, and space defense and satellites. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. Cabe, your all news time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The U.S. border has resumed live cattle imports from Mexico.
We are reopening the Douglas port in Arizona. We announced that about 30 days ago. We feel and believe, based on science and data, that we have taken every step to protect the American herd and the American consumer.
That is USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, who says that ports will slowly reopen.
Today will be Douglas, Arizona. We have our team there. In 30 days, we'll open up one of the New Mexico ports, and then 30 days after that, the third New Mexico port. We don't plan to open any Texas ports anytime soon, just because that is where the real activity is.
The reopening continued as planned just days after Sonora confirmed its first case of New World screwworm. And as for President Donald Trump's plan to lower the tariff on 300,000 metric tons of foreign beef imports,
I will never stop battling for our farmers and our ranchers and ensuring that our president fully has every data and detail that he needs to understand. And he does understand. Unless we rebuild our beef herd, we will become more and more reliant on foreign countries to feed and fuel ourselves. And that is, as I've mentioned, an absolute no-go as we're working to bring all of this back to America.
The 14-month closure resulted in about 1 million-plus head of cattle staying south of the border.
Superior Livestock is back in Hudson Oaks, Texas, Thursday, September 3rd for the Labor Day video sale. More than 45,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock fresh from ranches across the country sell live on SuperiorLivestock.com. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid online. It's fast, easy, and gives you access to the nation's largest cattle marketplace. And Labor Day doesn't end the action. Remember, Superior video auctions keep rolling every other Thursday through year-end. For complete sale schedule, visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
Across the West, many of our neighbors are facing the challenges of wildfires this year. Our thoughts are with the ranchers, farmers, families, firefighters, and first responders working tirelessly to protect our lives, livestock, and the land we all depend on. Here at the Western Ag Network, we're proud to stand with our agricultural communities. From all of us here, thank you to those on the front lines and to the communities helping one another through these difficult times.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with summer cash and gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike, plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer cash and gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. An independent review panel's designation of almond hull powder as generally safe for human consumption represents a major milestone that opens the door for its use as an ingredient in granola, cereals, baked goods, and other foods, according to a researcher at the Almond Board of California. Toxicology, genotoxicity, and environmental containment exposure assessments found no safety concerns at intended use levels, the Almond Board announced. The panel finalized its findings this past spring and submitted them to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. With nearly 1.4 million bearing acres of almonds in California, the crop generates large quantities of byproducts, such as hulls, which are currently used primarily as livestock feed. The findings could be transformational for the industry and that create a pathway for value creation from almond hulls, said the Almond Board's Associate Director of Food Research and Technology. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision near Lake Nacimiento on Gateway Drive near Pintail Avenue. CHP says that the incident occurred at about 6:49 this morning. They have a unit currently en route. Again, there is a traffic collision at Gateway Drive and Pintail Avenue near Lake Nacimiento. CHP currently has a unit en route. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 90s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday. Partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy on Thursday. Low 90s Saturday. Upper 80s on Sunday. Low 80s Monday and Tuesday. Mid 80s on Wednesday. 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 71 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penning will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks open mixed. The NASDAQ is rallying. Investors are looking at dramatically better than expected earnings from NVIDIA. The AI chipmaker is predicting 70% growth in its business in coming years. The stock is up 6%. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh speaks on the economy tomorrow. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 203,000 last week. A sign layoffs remain subdued. Dollar General is raising expectations for the year. It's seeing more demand for low-cost goods as shoppers look to save. Dollar General shares up 3%. Dollar Tree reported an upbeat quarter, but it's cautious about coming months. It sees sales rising, but it's predicting slower than expected earnings growth as it reinvests tariff refunds back into the business. Shares are losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Amanda Klutz, and I'm a widow. You enter a different reality when you lose your husband, especially as a parent. Life insurance doesn't fix it, but it helps. With Ethos, you can get covered in minutes. No medical exams, up to $3 million in coverage, and it's all online.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that, not politicians who try to fix government schools, not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
All righty, don't forget Ricky's Furniture in the Walmart Center in Paso Robles. They've got a big Labor Day sale coming up, and it is starting tomorrow. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Recliners for as low as $3.99 and lots more. They're open 7 days a week, and this Labor Day weekend sale goes on from, again, starting tomorrow through Monday, September 7th. All righty, let's see. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. As we're said and ready to go with freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, it'll be a continuation, sort of the three-ring circus down in Templeton with Tag. Murray Powell will be in with Karen, and she's back to talk about the advisory group and, shall we say, the issues continuing just south of darn near paradise. So enjoy that. Let's see here. On the some serious side effects. Okay, this is to the GLPs are weight loss drugs like Ozempic, I guess, for treatment of type 2 diabetes. Some serious side effects like muscle loss and digestive shutdown. This is made from Gila Monster Venom. I have no idea what that is. My friend, who is a personal fitness trainer, has said losing weight boils down to calorie intake. It doesn't matter where the calories come from. If you eat too much, you'll get fat. The GLP-1 works, but when you stop taking it, you'll more than likely gain the weight again if you don't keep the calories reduced. Okay? Well, so I wonder if that would go to any part of addiction, if it becomes a psychological addiction. I don't, again, Chris, I know you don't know anything about these weight pills either, but so for those out there, can you take the weight loss pill? Does it have to coincide with the calorie intake? I know that probably doesn't make sense, but what I'm comparing it to is, you know, you go to your doctor and you've got some issues or whatever, but the doctor then can prescribe you something that they won't say it probably, but you'll think that, well, you know what, I can still do this because I'm taking the pill for it and I'm going to be okay. So I don't know how the weight loss stuff works. Anyway. All right, thank you, because I did look up the side effects. Now, approved prescription weight loss drugs are generally safe and when taken under medical supervision, but they do carry risks of both mild and severe side. Some of the serious risks, while rare, are pancreatitis, gallbladder issues, and severe conditions like stomach paralysis or bowel blockage. Thyroid cancer risk. Some of the other side effects common. Nauseous and vomiting, constipation, abdominal pain and bloating, fatigue and headaches. Okay. But again, they have, I'm assuming that most of these are, you have to get a doctor's prescription. I have no idea. Or do they have these things over the counter, and would they have the same common side effects? Again, most of them are not serious. But Chris, would you want to take something like that? I'm not talking if you're recovering from surgery or something like that. But would you want to take something even if their side effects are not serious?
Yes and no. Like, on the surface level, it doesn't sound like it, but I think the wording for some of these things is important because they say side effects may include. If you're talking about it, there's a guarantee that I'll get these side effects if I would take it or not, definitely not. And I don't think a doctor would recommend I do it either. I think they do this as a warning and say, like, hey, if you take this, you may get these side effects. If you do, talk to your doctor, stop taking it, and figure something else out.
Okay. I've also wondered for a long time, are there some people, even though this is approved from the government, which doesn't guarantee, I mean, it kind of gives us confidence, but it doesn't guarantee that there may be a small percentage of the people that this is going to have some adverse conditions, even though the statement is, well, there may be some mild things, more than likely not any major. So when you have, you know, 330 million people, you know, our bodies are all a little bit different, and something could occur long term, you know, afterwards. I'll give you an example. Recently, my brother was a smoker for about 20 years, and he stopped smoking probably, I don't know, 20 years ago. Well, yeah, it would be 20 years ago. And he, what was it, last year or the year before, he had mouth cancer. And it was related to smoking, even though he hadn't smoked in 20 years. So there was, you know, you think you're in the clear, you stop. Hey, I haven't took this stuff, but there was something happening that caused it. Well, okay, yeah, from the 20 years of you smoking, even though you haven't smoked in 20 years, there you go. It didn't happen the day after you stopped smoking. These effects, you know, whatever the system, how the body works, I have no idea. So I've often wondered that about a lot of these things. Years ago, there was a guy at the gym, and he offered to give me something. And it wasn't for the muscle Barry Bonds type of thing or anything like that. It was just for more energy. And I didn't want to do it. And the main reason is I don't like things that are not natural going into my body. Now, again, I realize if you have surgery and you need some things for pain or, you know, whatever, warding off, different, whatever, infections and so forth. I understand that. Well, Kevin, isn't it? No, because that's a little bit different than you willingly taking something. Hey, I'm going to take this because I need more energy. I just have never believed it. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but I'm just scared of the effects. Because, you know, in this one case, the guy was telling me, he says, well, he goes, yeah, I've been using it. And he didn't use it very long. And I said, well, what's that? He goes, man, he goes, because he liked to run. And he said, man, he goes, when I take this stuff, he goes, I can run forever. But then he told me, he says, but my heart, I can hear it beating like crazy. And I'm going like, are you nuts? Would that sound right to you, Chris? The guy, he's taking this stuff so he can run, and he takes it, and he says he can hear his heart beating like crazy, but he's doing good running.
It depends on what he means by heart beating like crazy, because I hear my heart beating like crazy when I'm running, too. That's, you know.
No, this is more than just normal.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's like it's pounding. And this is not necessarily while he's running. He takes it before, you know, I don't know, a half hour or so before. And he can just feel his heart. And I'm thinking, that can't be good. Luckily, he's still alive. But he only did it for a short period of time. But I said, no, 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 no. I'm not doing that. So anyway. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Buster Crabbe played Flash Gordon on TV. I didn't know that. I know Buster Crabbe was an Olympic swimmer, and he did commercials for those. I forget what those undershirts were called. Are they're to kind of tuck you in. Kind of tuck you in, you know, keep the belly in a little bit more. All right. Also on the text, yes, people keep eating poorly in the GLP medicine. It's a hormone. So I lost all my hair and ate my way through the year. I got off, gained weight and then lost weight in the right way. Eating correct and exercising, there are no shortcuts. It also messed up my vision. Some people are being diagnosed with cataracts and glaucoma. Wow. I wonder if that's on any of these. Let's see here. Kevin, the reason why they have so many warnings on these or the possible side effects is that during the trials, if one person gets, for example, diarrhea, they have to list that as a possible side effect because they don't know whether it came from the medicine or not. If someone even gets a headache, then they'll have to list that as a possible side effect and so on. It could be an effective medicine, or it may not be, but they have to list it by law. Okay, so I guess, you know, I guess people are just willing to roll the dice. But even though it's on the label, just like other things, it doesn't matter. They can still sue them. But I did not know that. Well, it goes back to, I think it's not the easiest thing to change your eating habits. But when you get past a certain stage, and that's different for everybody, because I know this, but we'll go to the phone line first. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. In 1980, there was actually a decent remake of the whole Flash Gordon movie, and it was, you know, fairly big budget. I mean, Queen did the whole soundtrack for it, and it was fun to watch. All the critics said it was just really predictable, but on the other hand, what do you expect to happen? Flash is going to win.
So, well, who was in it?
You know, I don't remember the names. I could look them all up. I mean, anybody could. But the plot of the story was, you know, in the movie, of course, not in real life, that Flash Gordon was actually an NFL quarterback from the Jets.
Well, the Jets would need a Flash Gordon-like quarterback based on what they've had in recent years.
couldn't hurt anything, could it?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Anyways, like I said, it was a fun watch, and Queen did an amazing soundtrack, if you like Queen. So, anyway, it was worth it.
No, not particularly. Do you remember watching the television show?
I've seen it. And, you know, it's like all that stuff. We look at it, you know, back in the dawn of television, all that stuff looked pretty campy. I mean, all that stuff from, you know, Superman and Flash Gordon, even up into the Adam West Batman stuff. But it was fun to watch. It's what we had.
That's funny you should mention it, because last night I was, you know, doing the channel thing, and I came across the Jack Benny show.
Yeah.
And I never liked Jack Benny or George Burns. Never. Ever. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch this. And he introduces this singer, comes out, and she never sang. It was Connie Francis.
Oh, yeah.
And she's on stage. She's being cute and stuff like that. And, again, I inflicted this upon myself. It was so damn bad. And I even waited through a commercial to watch some more of it.
You're tough, man.
Well, first, I thought Connie Francis was going to sing. So I thought, okay, yeah, I want to see her sing. But I was, you know, interested and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And I thought, it made me, okay, so people from that generation, Jack Benny was huge. He was one of the biggest names, you know, on radio and then his television show. Did they realize he was that bad, or was that because it was the only choice?
You know, it does make you wonder how, you know, back in the old days when we had like, you know, three networks. I mean, before that, there was probably just one. But you wonder how the competition must have been for some of those spots like Jack Benny. And you think, is that the best they could do?
Well, that's what I was wondering. But he was getting ratings and he was getting sponsorships. So I don't think that you know, whether he was good or bad, because people were seeing something for the first time on this box with film in it.
The whole thing was a novelty at that point. Yeah,
because I think this show was from 1956. Is what I saw there on when you go to, you know, check the info on it. And it was just, I don't mind hokey. Matter of fact, I think some hokey stuff is pretty fun. But this was so hokey that I thought, my gosh, this is bad. But Americans liked it and they watched it and he did very well, very famous, and people, you know, liked him, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. There was some, you know, gosh, I whenever I get a chance to watch The Honeymooners, I do, because that stuff was funny.
That I can watch those things over and over. They're just hilarious.
Yeah, but then some of it you see was just so bad and boring. I mean, some of the, I'm sorry for all the accolades like Leave It to Beaver got. It was pretty slow.
Well, you know, because Leave It to Beaver is on in reruns right now, like Andy Griffith. And I think maybe for a certain generation of people, that watching it reminds us of a safer and simpler times. So there's a there's a comfort in that.
Yeah, you know, there was I saw a YouTube video about some lady that wanted to stay in 1954. I said, oh yeah, we all smoked and we all drank and we didn't have anxiety because we didn't know what it was and, you know, all that stuff. And it's like, oh yeah, there's lead in the air. Look at that. Oh yeah, we're doing fine. Something to be said for 1954, and I wrote back, how about 1957 so I could have a 283 Chevy?
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to have priorities.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
All right. The heck with your health, as long as you have a nice Chevy car.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. PG&D Corporation Foundation is supporting 17 restaurants and commercial caterers across the Central Coast for its sixth straight year. Establishments will receive resilience grants, helping them pay for equipment and technology upgrades, unforeseen hardship, and more. Restaurants in the county include Pig Iron in Templeton and Della's Wood-Fired Pizza and Cocktails in Paso Robles. PG&D will be holding a virtual town hall for South Bay and Central Coast counties on Wednesday, September 9th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Invited counties include San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Monterey counties. Attendees will learn about work being done in their community, resources available to them, wildfire safety efforts, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A Nepal survivor says floods came in and exploded like a bomb. 353 dead as rescue crews search for 1,300 missing, swept away when a glacier apparently let loose down the mountainside, triggering a seismic flood, destroying entire buildings, villages. Now fears that a lake formed when a river was blocked may burst. 65 Americans among the missing. Closing arguments in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial for strangling her three children. Each side has 1 hour. The question before jurors.
Did prosecutors prove beyond a reasonable doubt that she could appreciate her actions were wrong? If the answer is yes, what degree of homicide would apply to each child?
Fox's Nate Foy in Plymouth. Pope Leo tops Vanity Fair's best dressed list for his mix of Italian robes and all-American kicks. Vogue also noted his style. America's listening to Fox News.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's Bright Beautiful Showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles. You simply can't beat the atmosphere at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts on Spring Street in Paso Robles. Cigar lovers enjoy the lounge at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, conveniently located at 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. Thank you in advance for shopping at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts. 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
All righty, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. And let's see here. Well, we're going to cool down just a little bit, and that's okay by most of us. I'm pretty sure about that. Highs today should be in the, we should be in the mid-90 range. And that's good. That's good, mid-90 range. And tonight and overnight, some clouds. But today we're going to have some overcast conditions. So just be aware of that. And then tonight and overnight, some clouds, lows in the low to mid-60s, and we'll be in the low 90s again on your Friday, and that's all I have because, once again, my access is denied. All right. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or place or replacement, get it done by the pros. Trying to move gently along here on the right choice. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. All right, it's going to be here before you know it. The third annual Pioneer Games. That's in conjunction, of course, of Pioneer Day, Saturday, October 10th. The Pioneer Games will take place at the main grandstand arena. It's quickly becoming a crowd favorite, and as I keep saying, it is an absolute hoot. So, if you would like to be a participant, if you'd like to sponsor, or just make sure you make your plans, go to PasRobles.PioneerDay.org and see you all on September 10th. Also, we have a critical need here in the county, and this is for the Central Coast Hospice. It's for volunteers to help care for patients, obviously here in the county and throughout. Volunteers will be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, and helping with small household tasks. Because if you can find or help out or find out, or if you'd like to find out more, please contact Hospice of Central Coast. They would appreciate it. Again, this is a capital letters critical need. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. All right, it is 7 minutes away from 8 here at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel, Mighty Fine Jewelry, just one block north of the park, and they have free parking. That's pretty cool. All right, let's see here. Local celebrities, a short list today. Leading off, Ray Baum, Phil Lancidell, Odette Howard, Stephen Decker, Sally Calloway, Dan Nolan, Sandy Zwick, Miranda Reese, and Mary Rollins. All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, Confucius says, well, he says I was born in 551 B.C. and said, no, I'm gone, 479 B.C. Charles Dors, he was a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He was also a vice president under Calvin Coolidge, but he was also a songwriter. Melody in A Major. You know it as many a tear has to fall. Anyway, he died in 1951. The founder of Rolls-Royce, Charles Rolls, 1877-1910. Lyndon Baines Johnson, my fellow Americans. 1908-1973. Martha Ray, 1916-1994. Onward we go. Country singer Jimmy C. Newman, 1927-2014. Also on the list we have, this guy was traded from the Cardinals to the Cubs in exchange for a guy named Lou Brock. Ernie Broglio, he died in 2019. Yeah. Tommy Sands, the singer, Teenage Crush, 1937. Let's see here. From the Gladys Knight and the Pips, Edward Patton, 1939. Daryl Dragon, Captain and Tennille, 1942, 2019. Tuesday Weld, the actress, 1943. From, let's see here, Barbara Bach, the very, very talented actress, 1947. From Alabama, and I mean the group, Jeff Cook, 1949. Very good baseball player, Buddy Bell, 1951. Coach Mack Brown, 1951. Pee Wee Herman, also known as Paul Rubens, 2023. Pat Kelly, not a bad catcher with the Blue Jays primarily, 1955. Bernard Langer, the golf guy, 1957. Also on the list we have Chandra Wilson, the actress from Grey's Anatomy, 1969. And who else do we have on the list here? I'm looking for someone that... this guy, he was really good at the University of Arkansas and came in and played with the Raiders. Darren McFadden, running back, 1987. And that is it. That is it. All right, passing away on this day. Ooh, I got a CD of him. Pretty cool stuff. Stevie Ray Vaughan, killed in that helicopter crash back in 1990 on this day. Also on this day, passing away, we have the fifth Beatle. No, not Murray the K. Brian Epstein, the manager, 1967. Brandon Tartikoff, TV guy, 1997. Greg Morris from Mission Impossible, 1996. Gracie Allen, Burns and Allen. She died in 1964. W.E.B. Du Bois. He died in 1963. I didn't realize it was not that long ago. And who else? That is it. That is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. When he was a kid, he grew up in Illinois, and he sneaked into the Cubs clubhouse at Wrigley Field, and he wanted to get an autograph from his favorite player. And at the time, his favorite player was one Dave Kingman. If you remember King Kong, Kingman used to hit a lot of home runs. And Kingman did not like to do interviews at all. As a matter of fact, there's some classic stories about him. But Kingman refused to sign for this kid. Now, Jim Tomei was able to receive signatures from other players. The experience influenced him to be generous with signing autographs for fans during his playing career. I know of a guy who grew up here in the county and ended up playing Major League Baseball for a while. And when he was a kid, he was up in Oakland. This is when Joe Morgan was with the A's. And he liked Joe Morgan as a player. And he asked Joe Morgan for an autograph, and Joe Morgan turned him down. So when this guy from the county here, he becomes a pretty good baseball player at the big league level. Joe Morgan was doing, the ESPN games. Joe Morgan wanted to do an interview with him. Player said no. He remembered. All right, this guy, it's hard to believe, but he was a All-State shortstop back in the day, and he was also All-State in basketball. But baseball, he made the decision that that's what he was going to do, and he kind of made the right decision. He was drafted by the Cleveland Indians as an afterthought in the 13th round, 3rd overall pick of the 1989 draft. As a matter of fact, I just had a conversation about that yesterday with somebody. And all he did was hit 612 home runs. Jim Tomei to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be Tuesday, September 1st at 9 a.m. On the board's agenda is a request to approve an easement for the Morro Bay to Cayucas Connector Gap Pathway Project. This is another step leading up to construction, which is scheduled to start in spring 2027. Sonny Shaw, a candidate for the California State Superintendent in 2026, will be featured in a local barbecue dinner in Cambria for $50. The dinner will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday, August 28th. Signups can be done online, and the address for the dinner will be provided via email. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. MarsMegaStorage.com.
Jim Tomey hit 276 for his career, over 2,300 hits. It's over 1,600 RBIs in those 612 home runs. He was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2018, receiving 89.8% on the first ballot. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.